I pray that every one of us in this next week would discover some of the wonderful, wonderful ways that God has set us up to experience Him, to know what you're like, Father, and then to see you straighten out paths that used to be so twisted and curvy. Well, hey there. Welcome once again. Glad that you're able to join us. I mentioned last week I wanted to cover one of the most important portions of Scripture in my life. There are several, of course, for all of us. But this passage in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, I think I memorized this just because I heard my grandma say it a lot. I don't think I ever memorized it as a child because I tried to memorize it. I just think I heard it a lot from her. She was one who would memorize great portions of Scripture and quote it, and I would sit there and check her as she would quote these Scriptures. But here is the verse that I want us to take a look at today. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." Another translation says, "And He will make your path straight." So in other words, He's going to take the course of your life, and He's going to make it not only doable, it's going to be smooth. It's going to be successful. You're going to accomplish easily, in a sense, what He has assigned for you to do. So look at the verse again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust is a heart issue. Trust is a heart issue. Trust in the Lord. What I've been learning to do lately, even in my older years, just to say out loud, "I trust you. I'm in a situation I don't know what to do. There's pressure. Maybe there's many options and I'm clueless." Could be any number of things where there's a problem, I don't know how to fix it. I'll stop in the middle and I'll just say it out loud. I have found a certain sense of relief, if you will, to hear my own mouth confess what I need to confess. "Father, I trust you. I don't know what to do, but I trust you." It's a hard issue. And never resist an opportunity to surrender. Surrender is the place of life for all of us. That's where He is capable or able to do what He is designed to do in our life. So here it is again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. It doesn't mean the mind is not important. It just means sometimes we lean on our understanding that is in opposition to His. And the mind of Christ is not to be fought against. It's to be surrendered to. So leaning not on your own understanding, if your intellectualism doesn't lead you to faith, doesn't lead you to surrender, then you know the wrong thing. So here it is, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Here's what I wanted to point out in this passage before we read just a couple more verses. In verse 6, it says, "In all your ways, acknowledge Him." First of all, how many ways do you have in your life? This is what this looks like for me. I'm a husband, so there's a certain way in my life that is loving and caring for my wife, for my children. I'm a dad. I'm a grandfather. I'm a pastor. I'm a neighbor. I am an author. I have a lot of different roles in life. These are the ways of life. And this says, in each of those ways, acknowledge Him. Now, here's what I found that I didn't know until just a couple of years ago. When it says to acknowledge Him, it doesn't mean, you're in this way as a dad. You go, "Hey, Lord, I acknowledge you. I recognize you. You're a father." It's more than that. This word to acknowledge is the same word, the same basic word that is used to describe an Adam knew Eve, and she conceived and bore a son. Fascinating. Adam knew Eve. So there's intercourse, there's relationship, there's a knowing on a much deeper level. So when it says to acknowledge Him, it means that in that aspect of your life, it's not just recognizing that He exists or that He's smarter than you or that He has the answer and you don't. It's bigger than that. It's coming to know Him experientially. Come to acknowledge Him. All right, I'm a dad. I don't know what to do in this situation, but you're my Father. And you come into a place where you acknowledge, you recognize Him, and you experience his love in your own heart as a father for you. And that in that relationship where you get to discover, okay, I'm an author. All right, so you're an author, you write. You're the author, the finisher of my faith. And so I come to recognize, but I come to experience him in that area. And what happens is from the encounter with the Lord, from that experience with his grace, his kindness to me, in that area of my life, things just begin to sort themselves out. The path gets made straight. Somehow I am capable of doing what I couldn't do earlier. Some of the things that I've learned to do as a dad for my own kids, now my grandchildren, I actually learned because of the way he treats me. It was the way he treated me. I need to do that. Many people know I buy gifts for my children and my grandchildren on my birthday. And the driving point is I only have one lifetime to illustrate what he's like. He's a very kind and generous father. So I want to make sure that my children and my grandchildren grow up with the understanding of what he's like. And so that's one of the ways that I choose to do it. But the point is that I come to know him in all my ways. And whenever I do, things work out better than they ever used to before. He will make your path straight. Does that make sense? Come to know him in each of the areas of life. In Ephesians 3, it says, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. To know what is beyond knowledge. That's a paradoxical verse till you understand the original language. It basically means this, that you can know by experience what is beyond comprehension. You can know by experience what's beyond comprehension. Your heart can fit in places your head can't. Your heart can experience the love of God in ways that you could never possibly wrap your head around, but it will mark you for life. That's the invitation of Scripture. Trust him, because as you come to know him in each of the areas of responsibility and the assignments you have in life, as you do that, you have a grace to function outside of your norm. And that really is the outcome of this particular passage. I want to read one more verse here, two more verses for you, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions, the first fruits of your increase, so that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Let me just say this. I know that the subject of prosperity has been so messed up by so many people, but it's still in the book. It's still in the Bible. So prosperity is supposed to have a divine purpose. It's not for building personal empires. It's to resource me with the capacity to affect and change people's lives. That's the blessing of the Lord. And here, this thing of wisdom positions me to acknowledge him in all my ways to the point where I give him the first and I give him the best out of everything that comes into my life. That really is the life of wisdom. So I pray that for you. I pray that every one of us in this next week would discover some of the wonderful, wonderful ways that God has set us up to experience him, to know what you're like, Father, and then to see you straighten out paths that used to be so twisted and curvy. And I pray that you'd be exalted by our own success, by our own breakthroughs. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Next week, we're going to look at chapter 4 and actually a verse that is probably one of the top two or three key verses of my life. And we'll open that up, chapter 4, next week. Bless you.